Hello and welcome to S&P Global Podcast. I am Amy Casca, Manager of Power Pricing, and joining me today we have Bruno Brunetti, who is the Head of Global Planning Power, and Morris Greenberg, who is our Senior Manager of North America Analytics. In today's podcast, we will be discussing the global and the U.S. solar outlook, along with the key drivers of solar PV, capacity additions, and the impact of solar penetration on power markets around the world. As we have heard enough as enough, the energy transition has become an increasingly important driver of energy and commodity markets. The power generation is clearly going through a profound transformation across the globe. So, Bruno, let's start with you. Very high level, globally first. How much solar capacity is being installed each year?
Well, it's interesting that solar is actually the first technology in terms of annual installations globally. And in 2018, additions were on the order of 97 gigawatt.
Interesting. So now let's give us a little bit more of a tour around the world. Let's start with Asia, and then maybe we can move to Europe and then Latin America. If you don't mind, tell us a little bit more about how these global solar PV capacity, their additions in some of the trends.
Yeah, I mean, it's interesting that in spite of this growing momentum and interest in the energy transition, we're actually seeing growth in PV installation somewhat flattening in 2018. I mean, 2018 additions were very similar to 17. And 2019 is looking even weaker. We have uncertainties, especially in the major market, which is China. China accounts for about 45% of the global solar installs. And I mean, that's remarkable considering that China has such a large coal fleet. But a major policy shift happened in mid-2018, what we call the 531 policy. And this policy change is creating a lot of uncertainty. The solar uptake in China is slowing and additions are turning out well below expectations. India, another promising market, has also seen a number of policy and regulatory hurdles, and these have undermined growth as of late. A bright spot is Southeast Asia, in particular Vietnam, which has seen several gigawatts of solar PV installed this year.
And so now let's move on to Europe, if you don't mind. Tell us how that compares and some of the additions as well as some of the trends that you have seen in Europe.
Well, Germany is the place where this transition towards solar really started, I mean, over a decade ago. And Germany is the largest country in terms of installations in Europe, and solar additions are seeing a mini boom as of late. 3 gigawatt have been added already so far in the first 9 months of 2019, and this compares to 3 gigawatt in the entire 2018. However, Spain is the most promising spot in continental Europe. This country has the fastest growth going forward. And actually, as of September 2019, 68 gigawatt of solar projects had received permit. It's unclear when the timing of this connection will happen. But remember, this is a market where the peak demand is only about 40 gigawatt.
Interesting. And so let's move on to our friends from Latin America. What are they learning to follow up on Europe? I know that the European and the Asian markets are very strong, but how are they following up track on the PV capacity additions and the trends?
Mexico is a market that is watched very closely, but the policy landscape there has become more unfavorable for solar under the AMLO administration. We have a couple of gigawatt of solar installed in 2019, but in part, this is the result of projects that won previously held auctions. And we also see some end users interested in procuring solar power. Brazil is also interesting. It's turning into a bright spot for solar PV development. We have growth in the Brazilian market about below a gigawatt in 2019, but we have seen PV projects awarded compensation of $16-$17 per megawatt hour, which is among the lowest in the world. The highest in Brazil now are on the A-6 auction, where almost 30 gigawatt of solar PV projects pre-qualified. I would say more generally across the world, we are seeing compensation for PV projects in auctions declining quite significantly, mostly a result of lower module PV prices, but also the need to secure a grid connection. We're also seeing project developers taking on more merchant risk.
That's quite interesting. And so now that we have a very good, and thank you, Bruno, for the perspective across the world. So now, Maurice, tell us a little bit about the US side now. What have you seen? How much capacity have we seen installed? And really, where are the prices ranging? I am interested to also see, what is the impact that the solar capacity is having on to the power markets?
Right now, EIA estimates that there are about 33.9 gigawatts measured on an AC basis of larger scale projects. That would be projects that are greater than 0.1 megawatts. The Solar Energy Industries Association estimates that there are 69 gigawatts on a DC basis. That would include the smaller scale, including rooftop projects, and that number would be equivalent to about 55 gigawatts on an AC basis. Almost two-thirds of this large-scale capacity is located in just five states, California, North Carolina, Arizona, Nevada, and Texas. In terms of what's under development, currently there are about 8 gigawatts AC under construction, with another 25 gigawatts AC with signed PPAs. And beyond that, nearly 50 gigawatts AC announced but without contracts. Module shipment and inverter sales data also supports accelerating construction in the near term.
Interesting. And what are you seeing in terms of, you mentioned that there's particularly increased development in California. So let's talk a little bit about California. And have you seen an increase in curtailments? How is this impacting and seeing in California the oversupply or the overdevelopment of solar?
Yeah, California is a unique market at this point in terms of how much saturation of solar has occurred. And that's been driven by high renewable portfolio standard targets, and also an attractive solar resource base. In some hours, we're seeing as high as 58% of supply in the California ISO market during the hour ending 10 to 15 timeframe being provided by solar. And that's having impacts on prices and other resources in the market, as you would expect.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it seems that that some of these pricings are coming way, way, way down. But give us a little bit of a taste of what is prices coming down, particularly as people are always questioning whether they should continue development in that area or not.
Prices under power purchase agreements in the California and Desert Southwest West markets have fallen to the low $20 a megawatt hour range. In some cases, we've seen prices come in a little bit below $20 per megawatt hour. And during the hours when we have potential oversupply of solar, the hour ending 10 to 15 that I mentioned, prices are often negative in the real-time market and occasionally in the day-ahead market as well. And we also see during those hours often curtailments occurring due to system oversupply or local oversupply. And for example, this year we've had about 742,000 megawatt hours curtailed during the first three quarters of 2019. And that compares with only 318,000 megawatt hours for the same period in 2018.
Well, thank you, Maurice. We definitely will be watching the increased element of curtailments, particularly in California, and understanding that oversupply of solar and it is how it is impacting the volumes that are curtailed. But again, we could definitely be talking quite a bit about this subject. But for today, thank you so much for joining us, and thank you for listening.